This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney here. We're talking about Scott Peterson. Remember him, his wife. He murdered his wife. He was convicted of that. Lacey Peterson. There were several television movies in the later years about his story. It was very creepy, I have to say. What a way to start this show. Then there is, of course, the story about side effects from COVID vaccinations, and it's linked, I guess, to some of these antibody responses, but this is a concern for a lot of people, as the number of people getting the booster now at this point is extremely low, and I think would be the third booster that actually is being offered. And then, of course, the other thing is Kanye West, nickname or his new name, Ye, and all the nonsense that's happening there, and the fact that finally Adidas dropped him. First, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on with the Adidas partnership. You wonder why it took so long for them to make a move, because he was a big chunk of their money. They're going to lose about $246 million in fourth quarter sales. Adidas has partnered with him since 2013. They signed his brand away from Nike, and they even expanded the relationship, saying it was the most significant partnership they ever created with a non-athlete and athletic brand. That was back in 2016. Now that is obviously gone by the boards. They released a statement on Tuesday, finally, saying they don't tolerate anti-Semitism and any sort of hate speech, and that what he said was unacceptable and hateful and dangerous. They said he violated the company's values of diversity and inclusion, mutual respect and fairness, yada, yada. And like you said, they were probably worried about the big old money they were going to lose, and that's it. It's done. It's probably the best thing they could have done and should have done it sooner. But because you saw that sales of Adidas really tanked, and so did the stock, and they had to cut ties with him, had to. And a lot of other brands have cut ties with Ye or Kanye West. I think almost anybody that had partnered with them they've said, you know, forget it. And the idea of being in the middle of that controversy of some of the rambling, nonsensical things he said just was too risky, and very smart on their part. All right, Scott Peterson. You probably remember this name. Remember, he was convicted of the murder back in 2004, rather, of his pregnant wife, Lacey, which I thought was unbelievable, his unborn son. He was sentenced to death in 2005. But in August 2020, the California Supreme Court reversed his death sentence after finding that jurors were erroneously dismissed, partly because they expressed objections to the death penalty on a questionnaire. So last December, there was the reversal. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The only reason his name comes up is after all these decades of being there on death row at San Quentin State Prison, he gets moved to a different place 2 years after this was reversed. So it's good riddance. Throw away the key. The story is sickening. The details, really, remember, back in the day, shocked a lot of people. There were, like I said, a couple of television movies that were about this story. He had gone off and found a girlfriend. She was horrified. She had no idea he was married. And then between all that time, he was out there getting people to search for her and proclaiming how sad he was. And wow, just really twisted stuff. How about this guy who sold the gun used in the Texas synagogue standoff, sentenced to 95 months in prison? This is a rare thing to happen. The man who sold that gun, it was used to hold four people hostage in Colleyville, Texas. It was an 11-hour standoff. It's insane, in January. So the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas announced that 95-month prison sentence. Henry Michael Dwight Williams, who had been indicted in February, pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm in June. He was sentenced to 7 years and 11 months in a federal prison. And then this went, you know, this traces back to Malik Faisal Akram, a British national who held those people hostage before he was fatally shot by the feds. And Williams had the, what I just mentioned, had been convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He sold the semi-automatic weapon to Akram in January, and they tied it to him through cell phone records and all of that, and that was enough because he was very vague when he was interviewed by the feds, of course he was, about the gun and what happened, and then eventually there was enough to arrest him, and this could be precedent setting, maybe for, hopefully not because we don't want to see any other cases, but maybe for some other cases in the future. People talk about side effects when it comes to COVID, and the COVID-19 vaccine just now has a study linking side effects with greater antibody response. So that's pretty interesting. My nephew had a terrible reaction to a booster shot. He's worried about getting another one. He was sick with not just chills, but throwing up constantly. It was a little bit for him to get through it. It really shook him up. So people who reported experiencing side effects to the Pfizer-BioNTech, which is what he had, vaccine, like those chills and all of that, they're saying they tended to have a greater antibody response following the vaccination, and having the symptoms after vaccination is associated with greater antibody responses. So what JAMA is saying is, in conclusion, in the findings, reframing post-vaccination symptoms as signals of vaccine effectiveness. So they're telling people, whoa, 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 don't be freaked out by this because it just means this is effective. That's what that means. It's weird because then you have other people who say they had no reaction, and you look at the people who had reaction, the people who didn't have reaction, and of course it's about the antibodies and having the antibodies. I mean, this has been a great debate, period, when it comes to COVID-19 and the future in dealing with it, and it's here to stay because, at least in the foreseeable future, because of all the bloody, stupid side remnants of it that then veer off into these variants, and the variants are just killer in the sense that then today there's one, next day there's one. It's like alphabet soup. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, this is interesting to me. I wonder if other airlines will get involved in this, but imagine if there was a lottery to entice more people to sit in the middle seat in an airplane. I don't want to sit in the middle seat. The middle seat's the worst, right? Because no window, no access to in and out quickly. Nobody wants the middle seat. I don't think so. In fact, only 0.6% of more than 7,500 people that were polled say that they would want the middle seat. This poll was done by Virgin Australia. And I wonder if it'll come to the U.S. So Virgin Australia just launched the middle seat lottery. It's a special raffle, worth about $145,000. That's what it would be in U.S. dollars, in our money. And it's open only to those who sit in the middle seat voluntarily or, by the way, involuntary. So if you sit in the middle seat, they have a pool of money, a prize pool, and they're giving these loyal guests, they say, the opportunity to buy sit in the middle seat to be in this lottery where you could win the drawing. And then they have other things that they're awarding people too. Would that make you change your mind? Hang with us. More to come on the flip side.
You're unbelievable.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Definitely, I had a couple of Yankee fans who reached out to me through the miracle of the mailbag and said they were really so sad by what had happened. The game started late for the Yankees, and they ended up losing. They were swept by the Astros. So the World Series will be the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Wow. The Astros beat them 6-5. And I'll tell you what, Alex Bregman is just a Yankee killer. He was in this series anyway. I'm as shocked as anyone because they had so many good moments during the regular season. But anyway, that rounds it out. So we won't even talk about that in the mailbag. The Phillies and the Yankees start on Friday. And yes, it is a stunner. We had Bernie Williams on the show to talk about his father's lung disease and what he's doing to make awareness for some particular lung things that were happening, not related to COVID, etc. And I asked him about the Yankees, and I think he would be as surprised as anyone that they didn't at least take a couple of games or make it much more interesting against the Astros. But the Astros were super, super solid. I talked about, just briefly, touching on the fact that midterm elections, we know the economy, abortion issue is going to be huge. Abortion, economy, illegal immigration, I think will play a part in people's mindset of the way they're voting and what they're thinking when they actually go to vote, or if they vote early, etc., or vote on the day. But I saw something I thought was interesting. I saw a headline, it might have been on Drudge, where they said a poll reveals staggering polarization ahead of midterms.
I am so not shocked by that. I'm so not shocked that there is massive polarization. Are you shocked by that? I know you're not. This is such a smart audience. So I guess they're just making the obvious obvious. But NBC did a news poll, and they say that sky-high interest and polarization, the actual polarization ahead of the midterms, is part of the deal. 80% of Democrats and Republicans, according to this poll, believe the political opposition poses a threat. If not stopped, they're going to destroy America. So Democrats think the Republicans will destroy America. Republicans think Democrats will destroy America. This is not shocking to me. If you've been paying attention for the last 5-6 years, at least, even before that, I would say, we started to see some of that. Now, there was a few interesting findings, specific things, where they show that, you know, this is obviously going to be a competitive contest for November, and trying to predict it is much harder. For Biden, approval ratings are at 45%. Congressional preferences, so 47% of registered voters preferring Democrats to control Congress versus 46 who want Republicans. I mean, that's practically dead even in this poll, right? For Republican voters, the positive signs are that Biden's approval among independents and swing state voters is in the 30s and the low 40s. So the enthusiasm is not there. Republicans lead in congressional preference among the set of likely voters, 48% to 47. But again, this is margin of error stuff. That's why I think so much of this will be very, very tough to predict. I mean, the polls are popular for a reason, and pollsters and huge polling companies make serious cash to try to predict outcomes and to also look at what people are thinking to help in a run-up to an election. But this was interesting. The NBC poll found that 70% of all registered voters expressed a high interest in the election. So 70%, either a 9 or a 10, they gave them a 10-point scale, the highest percentage ever in a survey for a midterm election. Well, you looked at the early voting. I talked about that last week, how many people were early voting. So I'm also not surprised by that. I think we're going to see, in the end, some of the highest numbers that we have ever seen when it comes to voting in a midterm election where it's not a presidential race. Because normally you would think that pulls out more people. It does. If we were to go back in history and trace it all back, we would find that just even in some cases just by a little bit. But I think these are going to be some of the highest numbers that we've seen, period, especially when you hear about the interest just in the midterm elections. And so much of that is driven, I think it's so much of it is driven by anger, by economic concerns, like I said, like the abortion issue, which is polarizing, like crime, like immigration, all of that, depending on the state, depending on who's in, depending on so many other factors as to specifically what that voter base, what they may do. But some of these are going to be very, very close to call. And when we're on the air, I think when I'm on the air, which is what I love about this show, when I'm on the air, I don't think a lot of these races are going to be so close. I'm going to be giving you hot, what I call hot numbers, that are not final numbers because of the interest, which I think it's good. I think that no matter what, I think it's good that there's high interest and that in a country where we live in one of the greatest, I think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, we have freedom. We have, even if we're furious at some of the things that are happening, we have the freedom to vote the way we want to vote. We might not like it. We might not like some of the choices, but we have that freedom. I say this all the time. The more you're involved locally, it starts, and then statewide, and then we're talking about federal elections the more things can change because votes do matter. Too often I think people don't think votes matter, and then they're shocked by the results because they assumed that it wouldn't matter. They assumed it wouldn't matter. I'm getting a lot of questions about COVID and these variants I've talked about and people that we've had on, and are we going to see a big winter wave of COVID cases? Remember when we went into the beginning of 2022, we thought we were free and clear, baby. The ball dropped, and that was it. We were off to the races, but lo and behold, a nasty variant knocked a lot of people out, and meaning knocked them out from coming back to offices, and offices didn't open up, and there was a big wave of cases. So now there are these subvariants that are starting to burst out in California. And in Los Angeles County and in San Francisco in the Bay Area, they're warning that it could be a lengthy decline in new infections because they're looking at the trends, right? And especially the most dominant one is still the one we've talked about for a long time. The Omicron subvariant BA5 is the dominant one. It's been that way for months and months and months, but it's those stupid subvariants that could be the worst, because are we going to be more infectious, or can we evade it? Because that's what we're trying to figure out here, right? Every time I see a new variant, that's the first thing that I think of. But BA5 accounts for about 62% of all new coronavirus cases, but it's down from mid-August when it was really thought to be the push behind about 86% of cases. That's a big fall from, you know, where it was. If you think about it, you've got California, Arizona, Nevada, Hawaii, and the U.S. Pacific Territories. BA5 is the most common, 72%. But in some areas of the country, there are some of these other strains that are really kind of creeping in there, and that's what the big look is as to what are we going to see, how are we going to see this grow, right? Let's put it this way. We knew that we were in some way going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about it's not completely gone, right? That's why get the free test, then you know you can just take it and you can know whether you have it or not. You take one test, take another test if you're not sure, and that way you don't get caught up in, ooh, should I go? Should I not go into work? What should I do? Mailbag coming up.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. Africa Command coordinated with the Somali government to carry out an airstrike this past weekend. Two of the terrorists who were killed had reportedly been attacking Somali National Army forces. No civilian casualties were reported. President Biden redeployed several hundred special operations troops to Somalia in May after President Trump withdrew them in 2020. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake hit at 11:42 a.m., about 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. About 5 minutes later, a magnitude 3.1 aftershock was felt. The damage is minimal, following the largest quake to hit the area since 2014. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks, everybody, once again. Lots and lots of mail. It is a great phenomenon of this show. I've been doing it, shockingly, for over 15 years. And of every place I've ever done talk radio, including New York and Dallas, all big top five markets, you, my friends, across the entire nation, have been the best at reaching out through the mailbag. And I love it. So let's go to this first one from Doug, who says, "Hey, Kate, I just wanted to high-five you because of your Philadelphia Phillies. I know you're originally from there, and I love it when you do your Man Cave segment. I like hearing about the elections and people who are doing stupid things to other people and then some of your funny stuff. But I was actually pulling for you. My team is certainly not the Phillies, but I didn't have a dog in that hunt, so to speak. So I was pulling for your Phils, and I thought it was exciting to watch what Bryce Harper did and what a great finish after all the money that they paid him and leaving Washington, et cetera. So we'll see what happens next. Yeah, we'll see what happens next. The Astros and the Phillies, that's the World Series on next Friday, or this coming up Friday, it starts. So it will be very, very interesting. So thank you for that. This one is from Sam I Am. I like when he says Sam I Am because we usually have two Sams. So Sam I Am says, "Hey, Kate, I have been eating a lot of ramen noodles." I mean, well, not really. But in all seriousness, in one way, what's happened because of how ridiculous the food prices are, I was somebody who was starting to eat out a lot, and I stopped doing that. So I've kind of gotten into cooking. You had somebody on your show that was talking about things you could do that were great when you barbecue, etc., and how you could take some of those leftovers and make them into other things. And I've never done that before. I've been a Sammy guy most of my life, but I started doing some of that, and it's helped. I can tell you that my wife definitely loves it. So you've certainly helped me in that category, and that's what I would suggest to everybody else. Just crack open a few of those cookbooks and stretch some of those ingredients a little bit more. How about that? There you go. Yes, leftovers are a good thing, right? Like, you get chicken. The chicken is the everything if you eat meat. And you can take the chicken and you can put it in other things. That's the way to do it. I like to cook, and I made the Hubs tacos. And I said, I made extra. I mean, there's lots. So you could take that and use it in other things. And, of course, so he said, yes, I can. He went for we had the hard shell tacos. And then the other thing was the soft shell tacos. So it worked. That was a way to stretch. You know, absolutely. Whatever works, it works. This one's from Judge, who says, wow, the UK is a mess. Truss is out. They should have just kept Boris Johnson in, and now they got to figure out who's going to be the next prime minister. We think we have problems in this country with a president who wants to run again and be in his mid-80s if he were re-elected. In the UK, they had a woman that came in and just tanked everything financially, so she had to leave. And I wonder what will happen now. I think I said it on one of the shows. The favorite is Boris Johnson, by the way, because people are saying, well, would you consider running for the Conservative Party leadership again? And he said no, that he wasn't going to do that. So former Treasury chief, I won't go too deep into UK politics, Rishi Sunak is probably the favorite to be the prime minister. And it could be announced soon, maybe by our next show, because they don't want this to linger. So there's probably a good chance that happens. Liked, well-liked, whatever, and has been in that position for a bit. But, yeah, it is crazy. She tanked them with some of what she tried to do. Financially, it was in 45 days, it was so crushing that it was like, okay, you're tanking the markets, it's time to go. So that was a quick resignation, shortest tenure of any prime minister. All right, this one is from Clarice. That's an interesting name, because Clarice is the name you may remember from a famous movie, Silence of the Lambs. But Clarice, I like that name, actually. Clarice says, hi, Kate, I have to be honest with you. I am somebody who's voted a little bit in my lifetime because I always feel like I don't like the candidates, and I'm sick of politics, and I'm sick of it tearing apart my community and people's hot opinions that are sometimes so ridiculous and asinine, and I think they're not even paying attention to what's going on in the world. And maybe I'm too informed, which I guess sounds ridiculous to say I'm not wanting to vote, but I am, because I've been listening to you, and I am going to go and vote because I think you're right. In the end, if more people voted and you don't just take a pass on it, maybe things would be a little bit different. And it is a privilege to be able to do that, unlike some countries where they can't do that at all. And you've talked about that before. Yeah, I mean, listen, when I first started off in the business, I was a reporter, a television reporter, anchor, and I worked for a station, KTSM, in El Paso, Texas. And because I could speak some Spanish, they sent me to cover the Mexican elections, and they had the two parties, the PRI and the Panistas. And when we were down there, when we were out filming people voting in some of the areas in a place called Chihuahua, they were stuffing the ballot boxes. There were guys with machine guns. It was nasty. It was scary, actually, to see that. And in fact, I was even in a crowd where they shot over our heads, and I was like, wow. It was really scary, and it was eye-opening to me to see that. So I've always carried that with me that, you know, we don't live in that world, and it, thank goodness, it's much different. Even if it's not right, even if there's things we don't like, it's still a lot better than other places that I've been and things that I have seen. This one is from Thomas, and Thomas says, Kate, I thought about talking about politics in my email to you, but I decided better of it because, you know, this is such a hot driver in the office where I work, so much so that they had to send out a memo saying, you know, let's leave the politics out of the office in a much different way than that, the way it was worded, because, of course, it was politically correct. So my question to you, or what I've been thinking about anyway, is what do you think of what's going to happen in Florida? Because certainly you're there. When you look at the rebuilding effort, do you think a lot of people will rebuild in some of those areas that were just completely walloped by Hurricane Ian? Or do you think more people will move on from some of the places where they were? You know, it's such a great question. And I was just talking to somebody today about that, where their boss had a house annihilated in Naples, Florida, and they were saying that they haven't decided whether they were going to rebuild there or not. Because you got to remember, there's so many of these beginning stages of, I mean, where it was massively hit. Places like areas of Port Charlotte, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel Island, Naples, parts of Naples, etc. Because you've got things like, even this has now become a big story, that you have hordes of mosquitoes because you have floodwaters. You still have all this watery mildew, all this stuff that's being cleaned up, and you have to have planes dropping pesticide over all these thousands of acres to try to control the insects that are out of control. Can you imagine? Because then you got to think, this is, and anybody who's been in a flood or a hurricane, you know, it's the other threats that are so bad afterwards because of the standing water and the things that happen there, the big challenges. And so the mosquitoes are just a huge challenge. But besides mosquitoes and that aside, the idea of rebuilding and having to go through what you have to go through and deciding, is it worth it to stay in that place or to move in or, you know, further in, although a hurricane can do that, can come in. We've seen that with Orlando getting hit, or move someplace else, stay or go. I think we saw for sure, I know I knew people that relocated from Biloxi, Mississippi after their house was just torn all apart, just completely flew away. They left Mississippi, started a new life in Dallas. So I think there's people trying to decide, is it worth it when you've got soggy furniture and cleaning out the house, and, you know, there's going to be a housing crisis for a while, because this is still just the very beginnings of this. You have FEMA that's in trying to assist people that about lost property and all of that. You've got, what did I see the other day? Like 1,300, something like that, households had to relocate to hotels or motels. And they've got houses without roofs, houses that are completely damaged. Yeah, I think a lot of people will move. I think a lot of people will decide not to stay. And then others will say, no, this is where I've been and this is where my home is, so I'm going to rebuild. But it's going to take a long time. Thanks for all the emails. You can email me anytime, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here we are at the tail end of the show. Four, yes, fair or foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
Jeremy Paulson joins us. He is the man behind the technicals on this show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, that's my bad. I thought it was a normal segment.
A normal segment.
Far from normal.
Yeah, far from normal. That's right. So, this was a week where neither one of our teams were playing football teams, the Eagles or the Vikings. So here's a good fair or foul. When your teams aren't playing, should you or can you root for other teams that week?
I enjoy football, so yeah, I would say that's fair.
Yep, I say it's fair too. It's fair to watch football. You're a football fan, I'm a football fan, so if you're a fan of whatever sport it is you're watching, yeah, absolutely. If your person gets knocked out, if it's an individual sport, it doesn't mean you turn away from...
And it's easier when you have your rivals, because then you can root for whoever's playing them, like Packers.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that didn't work out too well for me, because I've got NFC East, which is crushing it. I mean, everybody won. The Cowboys, the Giants... You look at that and you just say, oh, yeah, this is a little bit different. Yeah. NFC East, which was the NFC least before, yeah. This is now tough. Yeah, I'm doing good. The East is the best. It's the best division out there. You have the Eagles, who are 6-0, the Giants, 6-1, the Cowboys, 5-2. Only the Commanders are 3-4. That's it. Right? That's it. And by the way, hats off to the Cardinals. We didn't have anyone who nailed the score, but
that was a high scoring game.
The Cardinals beat the Saints. And this is tough because we got great listeners in both places, but some of those pickoffs made the big difference there. 42-34 was the
final. Everyone was in the 20s. That's way over.
Really crazy. All right, and speaking of sports, and that's why I started that way, the wave. When you go to sporting events, you know, people do the wave constantly. It was really fun at first, but now it's almost, is it mandatory that when your section comes up, you have to wave, you have to wave, you have to get up and wave, you have to get up?
No, now everyone has their own niche, you know, like the skull chant. Yeah, I love it. Love it. It's cool.
No, but people still do the wave. I've been to many sporting events. It's massive. So still, even if you do your skull chants or whatever, they do the wave. So you have to do the wave. And I think sometimes you got to put some of that stuff away. I don't know. I don't know why the wave is popular anymore. I think it should go away.
I think everyone should get their own niche.
Yeah, get something. Yeah. Yeah, put the wave away. So we agree on that. It's foul. Skydiving, fair or foul?
Foul for me, because I'm afraid of heights. I don't think I would ever do that. No.
So you're afraid of heights. So anything, any kind of climbing up, like going into the Statue of Liberty with narrow steps would make you kind of freaked out? Being on a balcony of a high hotel somewhere?
To an extent. I mean, I'd be fine a little bit.
A little bit. That doesn't sound good. I think you shouldn't get out on any balconies then, if that's how you feel. You know what? That's kind of an aging thing. I think a lot of times people, when you're younger, you don't have that. But then when you get older, that kind of happens to a lot of people.
I grew up in planes most of my childhood, like flying in planes because my grandfather was a pilot, and it never bugged me. But it's just different.
It's just different now. Well, if you know, you just say it. No, there's no way I'm skydive.
Planes because are different.
It's, you know, my two nephews skydived over the summertime, and they loved it. This is the biggest thrill of their life. I have a friend who was a TV anchor. Her son was graduating from college, and he wanted his mother, my friend, his best friend. Well, wait, let me finish the story. He wanted his mother to skydive, who was a TV anchor in San Diego, and her and his best friend's mother, and they did it. Like they did it with their sons. I was like, wow, that's incredible. And it's incredible that my nephews did it. I was so surprised by that. But no, I wanted to do it before. When I was in college, I wanted to go. And then there was a skydiving accident, and the guy I was going to go with said, you know what, should we not do this? And I was like, yeah, let's not do it. Neither one of us wanted to after that. It dissuaded us because, like, oh, the place where we were going to go, they just had an accident. No, thank you. And I just saw this thing where a Tennessee grandfather fell to his death in a skydiving accident at a high school football game. How sad is that? He's 55 years old. He was an experienced skydiver, and he was doing a pregame ceremony for fun, you know, to really get the crowd excited. And he was injured when he landed is what happened, and he died. By the time they got him to the hospital, died. That's awful.
We are meant to be on the ground.
We are meant to be on the ground. We are meant. That's hashtag. We are meant to be on the ground.
We have Icarus for walking.
I agree. We're meant to be. We both agree on that, but a lot of people would disagree. They would say it's like a defining moment in their life, and they overcome fears and anxiety,
yeah, exactly.
And it's the
best.
That's
what you're doing. You're overcoming. You're not what you're supposed to be. You know, we don't have wings. We're not supposed to be in the air. We don't have gills. We're not supposed to be in the water.
forget the skydiving thing. I agree. Inflatable hot tub, that's popular now. Fair or foul? Or do you think it's kind of cheesy?
I think it's kind of cheesy, but I see it. I get it. You know, it's a cheap way to have some fun, you know. So I would say fair, because it's a cheap way to have fun.
Okay, so it's cheesy, but okay, it's okay to do it.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's not the tarp in the back of a truck filled with water.
Yeah, that would be really tough. You know, some of them are cheap and some of them are expensive. You can get an inflatable hot tub at Walmart, a 6-foot hot tub that can fit 4 people for less than $400.
That's what I'm saying. Cheap way to have some fun.
Yeah. But then there are more expensive ones. There's one, it's like a square inflatable hot tub, and it's over $1,200.
See, that I think is a little foul, because, I mean, if you're going to spend that much, you might as well just get a nice hot tub.
Just get a regular hot tub.
Yeah, if you're going to spend, why get an inflatable for over $1,000? It's like, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you like hot tubs?
Oh, my parents have one. I like hot tubs, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're, you know what? In cold weather places, there's people listening to us in cold weather places. When you, like, skiing, or when you're in places where it snows and they have those hot tubs, oh, that's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome sitting at my parents' house in the back when it's, like, below zero, snow everywhere, and you're just in the hot tub. You're like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah, that's when it's so worth it.
And then you get out and you realize the issue.
Yeah, oh, it's freezing. What was I thinking? But I think it's cool. I went to a place one time called Ouray, Colorado, which they have, it's like they have all these mines and ghost, it's like a ghost town. It's really cool. And it's by the Durango, not far from the Durango Silverton train. Put that on your list, people, if you've never been there. But anyway, they had a lot of places with hot tubs because people skied. It was near Telluride, too, and they'd go there. And it was awesome to be in that cool, crisp Colorado air and all the stars and be in a hot tub. I was the best. Yeah, we agree. All right, now on that trip, would you have an electric toothbrush? Fair or foul electric toothbrushes?
Fair. They're super good for your teeth. They actually help, especially if you get the right ones that like do the sonic treatment. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? They're worth whatever money they cost. Because obviously it's going to be more than the plastic toothbrush you pick up. I think so, too, because then you won't have your teeth hopefully drilled as much.
Well, yeah, it breaks the tartar up because it shakes more and it, like, vibrates it loose.
Yeah, it's worth it. The electric toothbrush is worth it. Speaking of things electric, how about electric bikes? That's a big thing now all over the whole country. Is that fair or foul? Not motorcycles, because you ride a motorcycle, but I'm saying electric bikes.
Yeah, fair. I actually want an electric scooter.
You want a scooter?
Yeah, because then I can ride it to work, because my one job's only 4 blocks away. I can just like...
Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah.
They're expensive, though. I looked them up. They're expensive.
They are expensive. Electric bikes, well, they come in all different types, too, where you can get them where it's a little bit cheaper, but most of them seem to hover around like $600 on the cheapest side.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're more than that, $800, $900, like $1,200.
On an electric scooter.
Yeah, so inflatable hot tub or an electrical scooter. I don't know. Toss up. Ask Santa. Yeah, ask Santa. All right, Jeremy Paulson, always fun with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can email me, like I said during the mailbag segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.